there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. I'm a dentist myself, and I did that for 25 years. Now I'm doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years. So today's topic is Volume 3, Billionaire Decides to Get Rid of One of His Jets. Too much maintenance. Interesting story. Anyway, so as you know, we have 10 employees now. Excuse me, got to put the sunglasses on. The sun is out here in Pennsylvania. No clouds. Beautiful. Heading back to Jersey. So the situation is this. So we have 10 employees. We're in 22 states right now, and we are at this point available to you from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. East Coast time. We work every day except Christmas and Easter. So give us a call. We're available 201-663-0935. Nationwide Dental Practice Brokers.com website, or call us on. You can also call us on dentalpracticeguy.com. Now, as we continue forward, the information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It's not legal or business advice.
Estimated time in traffic, 9 minutes.
Well, in traffic. So please bear that in mind. If you're thinking about selling to a DSO, please call us because we work with them all the time. We know who the best ones are. They'll often pay our commission, so there'll be no seller commission on the big DSO sales. A lot of changes going on with DSOs. You've got to be on it and aware of it. It's changing weekly. Margins are tightening up. They're making less money. The interest rate's killing them. Now, the other thing is we also, if you work with us, it's a large DSO deal that is going to go to closing. We will reimburse your legal fees upon successful closing. That's worked out very well for certain doctors. Now, so let's go over what we're talking about today. All right. I know this is volume 3. It's probably the last. This is about a complete affluence, a little bit away from dentistry, but just to give you a little break from my all my many, many videos, YouTube videos. He was my patient. These were the pilots, two of them. They drove the billionaire's jet. Beautiful jet. I mean, the thing was unbelievably wide and long. I think it was like a Gulfstream 650, which is rather expensive. So they drove the jet. And I would treat him as patients. So one day he says, hey, did you hear the boss is getting rid of one of the jets? I said, what happened? He said, it's the maintenance. It's not the money, but even if you have the money, it's the maintenance, it's the time, it's the aggravation. And the doctor's spouse wanted to use the jet all the time to go shopping in New York and all other places with their girlfriends instead of using his main jet. So, I mean, he was happily married, but it was driving him crazy because these jets need all kinds of maintenance all the time. You've got to be repairing them, replacement parts. Now, they were in, it was like $3 million. They were in for service at one of the large hangars near one of my offices. And he says that's going to cost the owner about $3.75 million. Can you imagine that for one repair? So it's crazy. So here is a billionaire, has all the money in the world. He could easily afford repairing the jet, taking care of it. He doesn't want the aggravation. It's too many possessions, he says. So that's interesting. You should listen to this. And remember, and everybody wants to be a billionaire. But here's a fellow that is could have it all and pretty much has it all, what he's making in his office, but doesn't want to give it up. So sometimes it takes a convincer like us to jump in there and help give a different point of view. All right. I think that's it for today, team. Great talking to you. We got a short video here. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, and away we go.